the Eracast for the week of April 3rd, 2005.
From Eracast.com. Welcome to the Eracast.
Well, good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on when you're listening to this. You are listening to the Eracast. I am Eric Larson, and I thank you for tuning in. As I say every week, it depends on when you're listening to this, but I can tell you that in this particular case, this portion at least, is being recorded in the evening, just after 9 on Tuesday, as a matter of fact. So this is way early from the scheduled release of the podcast, but it is an absolutely gorgeous evening here in the Twin Cities metropolitan area. My daughter is asleep at the moment. My wife is out with friends. I just checked, and it's a beautiful 62 degrees with almost no wind. Of course, now that I've said that, I'm sure there'll be wind blowing into the microphone, but it feels like there's no wind, and it feels a lot warmer than the 62. So I've placed myself out on our front porch, looking out over our neighborhood. If any neighbors wander outside or down the street, they'll probably think that I've gone insane talking to myself, but hopefully they'll think that I have a friend on the phone or something along those lines. But I couldn't do anything but get outside and enjoy the evening. It's just too nice to stay indoors. So I grabbed the laptop, and here you have a natural podcast sound from the streets of Eagan, Minnesota. So if you hear any vehicles going by, any cars without a muffler or barking dogs, hey, you know why. So running down the list of things to do in this podcast, right off the bat, I want to send out greetings to Joanne down in the beautiful Chicagoland area. Joanne was listening to the podcast and sent me a hello. She is a former coworker of mine, and she left us to go off and work at a better place. Not to go off and be at a better place, because that would be a metaphor for something bad. This is just to go off and work at a better place. And Joanne, among many talents, has one of the most pleasant speaking voices I know. So I did send her an email and say, I might hit you up for some help with some sweepers or promos or something. So if you hear a female voice that's not computerized, it very well might be Joanne's. And maybe if we're really lucky, she'll call in and leave a message on the listener feedback line or such. Speaking of, feel free to do that if you're Joanne or anyone else at 206-339-ERIC. That makes for good podcasting if I actually have you recorded as opposed to just an email where I can read it in a dry deadpan. Or if you want, you can send an email to eric@ericast.com, and as always, that's ericast.com, where you can find all of this information. Right now, it's located on the top right-hand side of the page. If you go to ericast.com, you'll see that there. And speaking of stumbling over my words, as I just did, I've noticed that I fall into the habit, I just stopped myself, I almost fell into it again, of umming my way through pretty much any speaking that I need to do, podcasts or meetings or conversations with the wife or talking to myself. It's full of ums. And back in our debate coaching days, we always warned our debaters, don't do that. But of course, that was one of those do as we say, not as we say, I guess, because Ruth and I both through all sorts of things. So I am pledging to not and we'll see how many ums I can avoid saying. Now, of course, nothing that I've just said with all the ums, talking about ums, that doesn't count. It would be a natural, spontaneous that I want to avoid. That makes sense to me. Hopefully it made sense to you. I'm also making an attempt to enunciate and be more clear and all that stuff without sounding like Kermit, but be more clear in how I pronounce things, because I find that by the time I get this recorded and then compressed, which is not like digital compression to make it smaller, but audio compression where you boost the lows and trim down the highs so everything is at that same nice loud level. You don't have things that are really soft and then really loud. By the time I do all that, and then you have the digital artifacting and stuff on top of it, I'm kind of incoherent in spots. So I'm hoping that as part of that self-improvement that podcasting can be all about, that I will get better at speaking. And if not, hey, call me up and tell me that I'm just getting incoherent. Anyway, the topic at hand, which is, it's sort of podcast-related, so my apologies for focusing on technology that's related to podcasts, because most of you probably want to hear about something other than podcasting, but this does actually relate. Here's the deal. chances are, knowing my listening audience, you are probably listening to this on a computer. You are probably not playing this on an MP3 player like an iPod. You're probably sitting at or near your computer, and you're just playing a file straight off the website. So I had this thought. I don't exactly know how to tackle this so that it makes sense while still being interesting. But anyway, what about synchronizing photos to the podcast? So it's not quite a video. It's kind of like a glorified slideshow. Now you're probably thinking, Eric, this has been done for years. You know, people like have, you know, slides on a vacation, they come back, they talk about them, they show the slides. This is not a revolutionary concept. Okay, yeah, I know that. There's a thing called SMILE, S-M-I-L, which is a language for doing multimedia stuff on the web, and it stands for something which, of course, I don't have in front of me right now. Oh, but I do have a wireless connection, so I can see what it stands for. Because if you put SMIL into Google, that's what you're going to get. In fact, the top hit is Synchronized Multimedia Integration Language, spelled SMIL, pronounced SMILE. Cute, huh? So, anyway, there's this thing called SMILE. And SMILE is just a language for synchronizing multimedia. So you've got your photos, you've got your audio track, you've got some text, you've got a video clip, and you put it all together. It's kind of like HTML. If you know anything about web pages where it's a bunch of text that tells the browser, put this in bold, make this a headline, put a graphic here, that sort of thing. So there's this thing called SMILE. And what SMILE does is it synchronizes up photos and audio. Hey, sounds pretty good. It was really popular a few years ago, and it was one of those things that was supposed to take off and be wonderful, and of course it didn't. I should probably add that to my predictions page of things that were going to take off and be wonderful and didn't. Anyway, so this technology called SMILE is out there. Now the interesting thing, you're kind of seeing where this is going. I'm making a recording. I could pair some photos up to it. It would all work. Normally, one of the big players in the SMILE game is the Real Corporation, the Real Player folks. So when you make a SMILE document through them, everything is going to be a real document. It converts it to real audio. It's happiest if you put it on a real streaming server, etc., etc. But you don't have to do that. In fact, you can take that document, you can go in and tweak it and put in a URL to this exact same MP3, the very MP3 that you're listening to. You don't have to re-encode it. You don't have to do anything special to make this document that has these photos attached. Instead, you put the MP3 on the server, you put the photos on the server, and then you put this tiny little document that's a SMILE file, which is just, it's like a web page. It's just a bunch of text. And you play that, and it's going to download the MP3, and then it's going to download the photos, and it's going to sync the photos up to the MP3. In fact, if you remember back to our very first podcast, and if you haven't heard it, go to ericast.com and download it, there is a song from Ella. One of the first things I did with Ella's music, and this is out on my website, emlarson.com, I took one of Ella's other songs, I popped into PowerPoint or something and made up some slides with some words and stuff, and then I just put those together into a SMILE file with real slideshow as the program. Very simple, but it worked. You know, the words come up in time with the music. It kind of makes sense. So my thought is, would there be any interest or demand in turning this into kind of a podcast plus? And this wouldn't just be for me. This is one of those, you know, interesting ideas that other people could embrace as well. There's no additional overhead for a podcaster. It's playing the same MP3 file. You don't have to recompress it. You don't have to confuse people with what file am I downloading. You're hearing the exact same file. It's just that if you click on the MP3, like you guys do now, you get the audio. If you click on this SMILE file, it's going to pull that same MP3 for the audio, but throw pictures up instead. So right now, I could have a picture of our street, which is pretty much pitch black except for some street lights, so that doesn't really help. Or the house, or my daughter, or whatever. Now, the challenge for me as a podcaster is it's a lot more work to do pictures. I mean, it's hard enough to actually do the podcast and get, you know, find the time and get the headset out and sit and record and then fix your mistakes. Of course, I never make any, so, you know, that part isn't a big deal. But, you know, that's a lot of work. Pairing that with a bunch of photos, it's a lot more work. But it's a whole lot easier than doing a video blog or video podcast or whatever where all of your video has to be good. So like right now I could be in a bathrobe and you wouldn't know that because it's not video, it's audio. Trust me, I'm not in a bathrobe. So you kind of see there's this continuum of ease of development, but those later forms are more engaging, except, and yes, I think this is sounding like a previous On the Road segment I had. I don't think that was the one that I didn't dare. I think that's the one that I did. Anyway, there's a continuum in development work. You know, text is really easy, video is really hard, audio is kind of in the middle, audio with photos, it's a bit more complicated. In theory, there's a matching continuum of engagement. That video is going to be more engaging. You would be far more interested in this if I could throw up some pictures at the same time. The thing is, I don't know if that's the case or not. So I need to hear from you. Remember, this is the whole symbiotic relationship thing. Podcasts need listeners, etc. So give me a call, 206-339-ERIC, or shoot me an email, which is pretty simple, eric@ericast.com. Somehow, whoever you are, get in touch with me and let me know what you think of the notion of pairing photos with the podcast. Is the podcast better as just an audio-only thing? Do I have this silent majority of people who are listening to this with an MP3 player while jogging or in their car or something? I don't know. I'd be happy to play with the photo thing if there were any interest, but if there's no interest, obviously I won't do it. Anyway, that was something that I was thinking of late, and maybe in a future broadcast, you'll see something like that come along. It all depends on the answer that you give. So with that, I will end this segment before the oncoming plane totally drowns me out, and we'll move on to something different.
Podcasting to you with 350 watts of desktop PC power, it's the Ericast.
It's time for another exciting episode, or moment in the episode, I suppose it would be, of the Ericast On the Road, which combines both the On the Road segment... Yeah, segment. You see, it's time for another exciting segment. That's the word I needed. So, the Ericast On the Road segment combined with the word of the week. Let's see how this turned out. So, just wanted to make a voice note to myself on another word of the week, which is niche, as in a niche market, or as I just heard from the tinypodcast.com folks, niche. It's still spelled the same way, N-I-C-E-G, I guess, but up here in good old Minnesota, dear, you know, where you gotta go out and chop wood and make a niche in the log, dear. No, it's actually, that'd be a notch, but niche market, but maybe it is niche. So we'll have to consult our favorite online dictionary, the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary at m-w.com, and find out. Okay, I feel so incredibly vindicated, because going to Merriam-Webster Dictionary here, online, the first pronunciation available is...
niche.
You see, that's the way it should be pronounced. Then the second pronunciation available is...
niche.
So, there you go. It's niche. It's a niche market. N-I-C-H-E, by the way, because I noticed that in playing the On the Road segment portion, that kind of all got compressed into, yeah, I think it's spelled N-I-G, which doesn't really tell you what word I'm talking about, but we're talking about a niche, N-I-C-H-E. By the way, if this sounds like a little bit, well, it always sounds sort of choppy and not quite right, but what's odd is every time I'm playing these clips back, it's prompting me if I want to run the ActiveX control on the page, which might be unsafe to interact. It's like, I'm just playing a sound, really. I think that's pretty safe. So I have to click on the link, then wait for that to come up, then go and click yes, and then I can get it to play.
Niche.
Niche. See? Or, do it quickly here.
Load. Niche.
Niche. So, niche, niche. I think this is working out pretty well. 3 weeks in a row, I found a word of the week. We've got some different pronunciations. We can have a conversation about it. No one's really commenting on words of the week or what they think of them, but I think it's sort of interesting. So, yeah. There you go. Niche versus niche. And we've managed to combine both an on-the-road segment and a word of the week. And eventually, maybe I could just run the entire podcast all together and nothing but words of the week on the road with sweepers in the back. Probably not. But there you have it. And if you have any comments on that, be sure to let us know. Give the listener feedback line a call, number of which I don't remember. So go to ericast.com. It ends in E-R-I-C. I know that. Go to ericast.com and look it up on the right-hand side of the page there and give us a call and give us your input on the words of the week or suggest future ones that we can ponder, and we'd be glad to do so.
Podcasting from the heartland of America, it's the Ericast.
Okay, back to a direct microphone feed so that I sound a little bit better than I did before there, getting all the system sound mixed in. So hopefully this is a tad bit more clear. And it's time for everyone's favorite segment. Well, I don't know if it's everyone's favorite segment, but it's the only segment that I hear stuff about because it's kind of circular. Because, what am I getting at? It's time for listener feedback. And we have one call to... actually, this is a Skype call. And Skype is a computer program that lets you chat over the internet. So as a voice chat over the internet, you can do telephone call stuff, or you can leave messages. I have an answering machine on my Skype. My Skype address is E.M. Larson. And actually, most of anything I work with is E.M. Larson. My main website is emlarson.com. My blog is emlarson.blogspot.com, which is linked to from emlarson.com. You'll kind of get the E.M. Larson theme. So if you want to Skype me, as people say, you can Skype me at E.M. Larson. But enough of that. You want to hear who called. So here's a message from Rob.
Hey, Eric. This is Rob giving you a call on Skype. Hey, I figured I'd try to do a little different this time, and I just wanted to give you a call and say that I heard your fourth or the one-month anniversary of your podcast, and it was very good. I enjoyed the music at the end, and I'm a little disappointed I didn't hear your mobile experience, but I can't wait to hear it next week. Just wanted to give you a shout-out. Say hey.
Well, hey, right back at you, Rob, with a shout-out, word up, yo. So this puts me in a quandary because I still don't have enough time to squeeze that in if I have a music segment. Problem is that I don't have any new music artists with permission to run any of their stuff. I really need to get a hold of Tim Lemons, who would be very, very cool to include, and I'm sure he'll say yeah, but I really ought to ask him first. So tell you what, because my listener requested this, I will run the last week on the road segment in lieu of a musical segment. The road noise in the background sort of has musical notes to it, and that will pretty much take us out of the show. So without further ado, here you go, Rob. So we have another installment here of the Ericast on the road. I've got to come up with a clever name for that. But anyway, this on the road discussion is the perfect medium for this particular point, which is there seems to be a continuum of ease in communication in that. If you have an internet connection someplace, probably the quickest, simplest thing to do if you're a decent typist is a blog, because you just pop up a little window and you type. Anybody knows this, because if you're listening to this, you've dealt with a computer. If you've dealt with a computer, you've undoubtedly sent an email. If you sent an email, it's real easy. You know, you just pop up the window and you send an email. And simple, piece of cake. Okay, so the written word is probably the quickest, simplest means of communication. Though what's interesting is, as you know from placing a telephone call, the spoken word is probably easier in that you don't have to spell check or take the time to type. You just pick up the phone and say something. So by that standard, a podcast should be easier than a blog, but as we know, or at least as I can tell you, a podcast is quite a bit more difficult than just typing something into a blog, because it takes a lot more effort to make something sound good than it does to make something look good. Once you have your templates and stuff set up, you type a coherent sentence, it looks fine. Here, you know, it's not just a matter of speaking a coherent sentence, although even that is a challenge enough. Nevertheless, I mean, here I am driving along in my car, and I had an idea, and I can just grab the little MP3 recorder and record a message, and off it goes. What my personal passion is for video. But the more I think about this, video is really, really interesting, because it takes more focus and effort to observe an audio-visual communication. Watch TV or something, because it's very hard to watch TV when you're driving. You know, I would not recommend it. So you have to actually sit in your living room someplace, you know, sit in front of your computer and watch it. Beyond just the viewing of it, it's far, far, far more difficult to produce. I mean, my goodness, if you could see me now, you wouldn't want to. You would at least get scared at my driving. But I sound okay. Don't sound as good as I do when I'm in my den, but I still sound moderately all right. But you would never want to actually watch this. But a well-produced video can be a very engaging thing to observe, but it takes a whole lot of time to produce. So you kind of see where this is going, where you have well-produced text, well-produced spoken word, and at the top of this continuum, well-produced video. Although, frankly, it goes beyond that to a well-produced multimedia presentation that integrates other visual elements. So what is the sweet spot? See, I'm using all sorts of buzzwords in this podcast. You've got your critical mass and your sweet spot and all sorts of good fancy terms. But what is the sweet spot for engaging communication? Is it the podcast? Is that really where you get the best of all worlds? Trust me, I don't think so. But maybe. Is the video blog kind of a TV version of a podcast where it should be? Is it the good old-fashioned blog? Or should we just drop all this junk and go back to email or maybe some notes tied to rocks thrown through windows or to the little leg of a carrier pigeon or something? Don't know, but I'm in my driveway, so that's where the thought ends.
And that's where the show ends. Wow, what a segue. I couldn't have planned that better if I'd actually planned it. So thanks for listening to the Aracast. Appreciate it, as always. If you want to get a hold of me, all the contact information is at www.ericast.com, which I'm going to type into the background right now so I can sort of subtly sneak in here and read what my contact information is. Email always, this one I know, is eric@ericast.com. And the listener feedback line where you can call and leave a message and make for an even better podcast is 206-339-ERIC. That's all you need to know, so you get in touch with me and let me know how things are going. That's it. I appreciate the fact that you listened. Next week promises to be an interesting show. Just trust me on that one. And until then, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Aracast from Aracast.com.
Visit us at www.aracast.com.